Good morning. We're going to continue in Perek Aleph of Yirmiyahu. This is the Haftarah of Parshas Matos. Right. So, I'm not sure if everybody got the recording. Did everyone get the recording from yesterday? Okay. So as we mentioned the other day, we are doing the Haftarah of Matos. This week's parsha is Parshas Maaseh. The Haftarah reading this Shabbos is the Haftarah of Parshas Maaseh. And last week we did, in Parshas Pinchas, we did the Haftarah of Parshas Matos. I hope you are thoroughly confused. Bottom line is that after Shabbos Vatamos, the three Shabbosos are the Tzvas de Peranusa, the three special Haftaras of Peranus, of retribution, of we'll call it warning to prevent Tisha B'Av from being the Tisha B'Av that we know and don't love. And yesterday we started. We did the introduction to this parak. It's about halfway through the Haftarah. We're up to Pasuk Yud Aleph. We left off that Yirmiyahu was essentially chosen for the mission of being the Navi. What's his initial response to being chosen? Yeah, he seems to say that he's not fitting for the job, and Hashem insists that he is, and Hashem tells him he's going to right. He says he touched my mouth. He says that he put his word in my mouth, and that he charged me to deliver the message. And linsos lahavid laharos livnos lintoa, to be destructive, to uproot in order to rebuild and to replant. And here is the Devar Hashem that comes to him. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vehi Devar Hashem Elai Lemor. And then the word of Hashem came to me, saying, Mata ro'eh, Yirmiyahu. What do you see? Volmar. And I said, Makel Shaked Ani ro'eh. I see a Makel Shaked. Does anybody know what a Makel Shaked is? Either word, makel or shaked. What's makel? Almond branch. Excellent. Right. So shakedim, almonds. So an almond branch. Hashem shows him this, an image of an almond branch, and says, "What do you see, Yirmiyahu?" Vayhi dvar Hashem elai. Sorry. Vayomer Hashem elai. No, sorry. So he said, what do you see? And he said, I see a makel shaked. I see an almond branch. Vayomer Hashem Eli, heitavta liros. Hashem says, Yirmiyahu, you have seen well. Ki shaked ani al devarai la'asoso. Because I am going to be shaked on my word to do it, to perform it. I will be shaked. So what does the word shaked mean? Very good. You learned Yirmiyahu before? Okay. So he says, I will be shoked. The word shoked means diligent. It could mean quick, like shakud. But what he's trying to tell him, right, and that's part of shkedim. It could be because almonds actually grow very quickly. It could be that's why they're even called shkedim. But he's saying, I'm showing you this almond branch, and that's going to be a sign that I'm going to be acting quickly. Mepharshim discuss why Hashem, why Hashem chose this, and why Hashem said you saw very well. Could be because Yirmiyahu was specific, right? He didn't just say like I see a staff. He said I see a shaked, right? Part of what it means to be a Navi has a balance of very broad perspective, big picture, and also the appreciation of details. Nevi'im were, their minds were not like our minds. They were like super geniuses, able to take in a lot of, you know, external stimuli and try to process it at once. They could look at, you know, the world, they could look at the beauty of nature and say that not that just a beautiful tree, but really be able to see the depth of a tree and then see its broader place in the forest and on the campus and in the world. They were able to really have this major perspective. And when Yirmiyahu demonstrates this, he says, I don't just see a makel, I see a makel shaked. So the person pointed out that was a maila that he saw very well. But Hashem is trying to symbolize that things are going to take place quickly, as opposed to what? Something we mentioned yesterday about some other Nevi'im. Right, Yeshayahu, for example. I mean, let's even go early. Let's think like Noah, right? So Noah was saying for a very, very long time, he's telling the people around him, doomsday is coming, right? He was like that crazy guy in New York with a sign saying, standing on his little, you know, milk crate saying, doomsday is coming, and everyone just passes by. Okay, that's what Noah was. And Yeshayahu also is for a long time. He's telling people, you know, you can't do this. You can't do Avodah Zarah. You can't do superficial Avodah Hashem. You can't, you know, bring carbonos and blood on your hands. Yeshayahu was telling them things like this. And people are like, okay, right. Right, Yeshayahu. And Yirmiyahu is now, he's going to be doing the same thing. But Hashem tells him, don't worry, Yirmiyahu. See this branch? See this staff? So that's a symbol. He shokeid ani al devarai la'asoso. I am about to act very quickly. Meaning, it's not going to be for long that people are going to be mocking you. I'm coming quickly. We'll return to that in a little bit. We'll move on. Vayhi devar Hashem Eli Shenis Lemor, and Hashem came to me a second time saying, Ma Taroeh, what do you see? Vomar, and I said to him. Right? This is part of what Hashem does in Nevuos a lot. He shows a symbol, and he wants the Navi, right? First of all, I mean, just basic, this is just basic, you know, teaching, chinuch, right? Asking the Talmud what they see, piquing their interest, getting them involved, making them part of the process. So that's just a very basic chinuch point to learn from this. But also Hashem wants to see, he wants them to figure out themselves what they are looking at, and then try to think deeper of what that might mean. So this is what do you see? Va'omar, he says, I see sir nafuach ani roeh, ufan of mipnei tzvona. I see a sir nafuach, which is like a bubbling sir, a pot, and its face is towards the north. Vayomer Hashem Eli, Hashem says to me, mitzafon tipasach haraah al kol yoshvei haaretz. That, yeah, you're right. That from the north, it's great ra'ah, this great evil is going to open up on all the inhabitants of the land. Who's coming from the north? Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar. They're going to come from the north. You see a bubbling pot there? There indeed is a bubbling pot. It's about to spill over, and it's going to cause tremendous destruction. Ki hinini korei l'chomesh v'chos mamlechos tzafona. Behold, I am calling all the mishpachos, mamlechos, tzafona, nu'um Hashem. I am calling everybody. I made a big party, invited all of Bavel, and they're all coming. Nu'um Hashem, word of Hashem, uvo v'nasnu ish ki sof hesach sharei Yerushalayim, v'akol chomoseh ha-saviv, v'akol arei Yehuda. They're just going to come, and they're going to destroy the walls of Yerushalayim, the entire city. They're coming. And they're not coming in peace. V'dibarti mishpatai osam al kol ra osam. I'm going to say my mishpatai, my judgments against them for all their evil. Asher azavuni v'yikatru l'elokim acherim v'yishtachvu l'maseh yideihem. Because they have forsaken me, right? And they brought ketores to other gods, and they have bowed to the maseh yideihem, the work of their own hands. What does that mean, to bow to the work of their own hands? So one pshat would be Avodah Zarah, right? I mean, the pasha pshat is, I think, Avodah Zarah. Maseh Yideihem, because with their own hands they formed Avodah Zarah, and now they are bowing to it. What could another pshat be? Yeah. Kochi ve'otzem yadi. Asar sechayel hazeh. Right? The work of their hands, bowing to that, worshipping that, is that, that this is my hands, this is my power, this is my strength. Look what I can accomplish. I can do this. Right? With our knowledge, with the medical knowledge we have today, that is the God. Science is the God. My physical strength is the God. And that's what I worship, and that's what I bow to. And Hashem says, I'm going to break them for that. And we're currently living in a tikufa where we don't really have that anymore. Right? The world has never felt more powerless. just, you know, Dr. Fauci and others who, I mean, he's from what I've seen, he's been very humble and humbled by this experience, especially noting that we don't know. We don't know. People who are supposed to know everything don't know everything. And we're trying to figure out a way to fight it, but we just don't have the physical power. We don't have the capacity to do that. Hashem says you have to stop bowing to Lamasa Yedehem. Hasn't the world shifted more towards that? Hasn't the world more and more turned away from believing in, you know, godly control and godly power over the last few hundred years? V'ata tezor masnecha, and you, Yirmiyahu, gird your loins. V'kamta v'dibarta alehem esh kol asher nochi atzaveka, and I want you to go and tell him everything that I command you to do. Al techas mitnehem penachit chalif nehem. He warns them. He warns Yirmiyahu. Don't be afraid. Al techas. Don't be afraid. Don't let that happen to you. Because then you're going to be broken before them, and then you're not going to be able to accomplish anything. And that they'll do anything to you. Vani hinei nisaticha yom li'ir mivtsar lamud barzel u'lchomus nechoshes al kol aretz. He says, I have made you like a fortified city. You're going to be strong. I'm going to protect you. L'malchi yuda l'sarehe l'chonei l'am aretz. No one's going to be able to touch you. V'nechamu alecha v'lo yuchlu lach. People are going to fight with you. They're going to war with you, but they're not going to be able to beat you. Because I, word of Hashem, am going to save you. So this is a scary mission. He's telling Yirmiyahu, I want you to go out there, tell people who have been warned for years and years that there's going to be a korban if they don't shape up. And I want you to be the new guy on the block who tells everybody, no, really, it's really happening. And tell them that they're doing all the things wrong. Tell them that they've forsaken me. And by the way, as many of these people that Yirmiyahu wants to tell have forsaken him, think they're very frum. Right? A lot of them are dressing the part, are playing the part, but are really, you know, people who are very immoral. Right? They may bring karbanos, but don't really believe what they're doing. They mistreat the you know, the orphan and the widow. They're very you know, they have this frum appearance, but aren't actually frum. And Yirmiyahu has to go there, give them mussar, tell them Hashem is about to destroy you and all of your shrine at the base of Mikdash. And you know, there's something to fear. They're going to fight with you, and they're even going to hurt him. But Hashem says, I'm going to save you. They're not going to be able to kill you. And then the next two psukim, that's the end of Perek Aleph. The next two psukim are the last two psukim of Perek, of the Haftarah, right? Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph and Beis, are the rest of Haftarah Asmata. So we'll discuss that hopefully in a minute, not tomorrow. But let's go back to this almond branch. So when we learn about it, we learn about this almond branch, and of course the symbolism we said already is shaked, that word play. The shaked, that, you know, Hashem's going to be, I'm serious, I'm diligent, I'm going to do it quickly, I'm going to expedite the process of the Korban Abayis. But what else does that make us think of? That imagery of that mata, of that makel, that staff. Yeah? Well, maybe that's an olive branch. I'm not sure if an almond branch. Well, think recently and think Parsha. Yeah. It's Aaron, right? What Parsha? What story? Sorry? After leaving Mitzrayim. Right. So we had in the Parsha a few weeks ago, Parsha's Korach. Right? Do you remember this test? Getting some nods, right? So what happened? Korach challenged Aaron. They had one test, which was the fire, right? That everyone brought the ketores. Everyone was either swallowed up or burnt in the fire. And then people complained afterwards. And Hashem says, okay, now we're going to have another test. Everybody give me your matzah. Everyone give me your staff. Everyone gave their staff to, or one person from each tribe, each Nasi, brought a staff, gave it, put it before the Mishkan, in the Mishkan, before the Aron, Lifnei Hashem. And Aaron's staff is placed with Lifnei Hashem as well. And what happens to Aaron's staff? Right, Yifrach, it sprouts almonds. Right? Sprouts almonds. And then that is the sign that you shouldn't challenge Aaron for the role. So so why would that be? Right? How often do we have almond branches in Tanakh? Exactly. Therefore, it must be that there is a connection to over here. So I think there are several layers of the connection. First of all, the message could be Yirmiyahu doesn't know if this position is for him. He says, "I'm a nar. It's not. This is not my role. This is not my place. Right? I don't even go here. I'm just. You know, I'm not going to be the guy to tell him to do this." Hashem says, "No. Hold on. What do you see in front of you? What's that?" It's a makah shaked. It's an almond branch. Aha. What does an almond branch mean? Remember, where is Yirmiyahu from? What tribe is he from? What shevet is Yirmiyahu from? From Levi, he's a Kohen. Says, you see that almond branch? Yeah. You who else had an almond branch? Ah, Aaron Cohen. Remember Alter Zedek? Remember Aaron Cohen? What did that branch symbolize? What did that staff with almonds symbolize? It symbolized that you're chosen. The question was Aaron really the right man for the job, or did Moshe just pick him? Right, nepotism. Moshe just picked him for the job. It was a demonstration that, look, take all the staffs, put them in one place, and see which one sprouts, which one Hashem has chosen. So Yirmiyahu, you too, you're chosen. Just like your Alter Zeta, just like great-grandpa, Aaron HaKohen, you were chosen for this job. So it could be that's one level. Another level might be, what's Yirmiyahu's fear over here? Aside from being a nar, what else is he concerned about? People are going to try to challenge him. People are going to, they're not going to believe you, they're going to mock you, they're going to abuse you. So you know what he tells him? Look at this makel shakeh, look at the almond branch. Granted, it's not a matah, it's a makel. There's a difference. Could be makel has more of a punishing implications. Right? Who had a makel in the parsha recently? Who had a makel? Bilam. Right? He hit his donkey with a makel. Makel is more than matah. Makel is more of a beating. Because Hashem is also saying, there's going to be a beating here. The makel shakeh. It's going to be a quick beating. It's happening soon. But the almond staff aspect of it is that, remember what happened where everybody wasn't sure about Aaron, but then it was clear that Aaron was the right person and everybody else was punished? Don't worry, Yirmiyahu, you will be vindicated at the end of the day. People are not going to mock you forever. People are not going to make he's not right for the job. That's not going to happen forever. Because there will be a day where this branch will sprout almonds. There will be a day, like Aaron and Parshas Korah, where he will be vindicated, and it will be very, very clear that you were right. Unfortunately, that day was Tisha B'Av. That's when it was very clear. Not Shavuot Sbatam, it was Tisha B'Av, where it was very clear that Yirmiyahu was right the whole time. But he says, don't worry, the mission, it will come clear at some point or another. You will be vindicated, just like Aaron was with the almond branch. We have There's one more layer I wanted to get to, and then we would finish, and then we'll finish the matzah. So I don't think we have time for today. So, but for now, ending off with that, of course, the symbolism of an almond branch is very significant. If you have any more haros on it, it's not going to be too late to mention it for tomorrow, because we're going to do one more pshat, and then we'll wrap up this haftarah and go into Maaseh. Yashar Koach. A beautiful day.